You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 25. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here. Today, let's discuss arguments in a DS relationship. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at kaylalords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at kaylalords or stalk John Brownstone at southernsirsplace.com. All links are in the show notes. Quick announcement, I have set up a page on Patreon to allow anyone who can and wants to, and only if you want to help support this podcast and my kinky writings over at kaylalords.com. You can pay as little as $1 a month and you can stop it at any time, but you'll help keep this thing that John Brownstone and I are doing here going. And ultimately, I want to keep all access to all of my content available for free and even become ad-free here on the podcast and at kaylalords.com. Your support can help me do that. And the more support I get as I grow everything, I can write more, I can produce more shows, I can produce better shows, better equipment, new features on my website, all kinds of stuff. And I just need some help getting there. So if you are interested, or if you think you might have enough, you know, that you can do that and you want to and you love me enough for it, then go check me out on Patreon. The link is in the show notes, or you can go to patreon.com/kaylalords. I don't think you'll be able to find me if you search for me on Patreon because I'm NSFW, but you need to go directly to my page. I did even add an actual video of me shot from my iPhone begging for your help. So if you don't have any money to give, or that's just not your thing to do, which is totally cool, if nothing else, just go check me out on video and get proof that I'm a real live person. I really do exist. I'm not just this voice that you hear every week. So yeah, patreon.com/kaylalords. Okay, now onto the show. Let's get to the good stuff. The other day, John Brownstone and I got into a heated discussion that bordered on an argument. Ugh, doesn't happen often, but it does happen. And he shut me down with just like a word or two. And I admit, my baby girl feelings are a little hurt. And don't worry, we talked it out later. I was fine. But I also realized that heated discussions and arguments, they're not anything that happens very often, but they're also not talked about very much. When I read different advice pieces or, you know, critical pieces of BDSM, especially DS, you know, a lot of people don't seem to talk about DS in terms of long-term relationships very often anyway, but they really don't talk about disagreements and arguments, and they happen, in any relationship, sexual, love, or not, where people are involved, okay? So I wanted to spend today talking about that, and the first thing I want to tell you, in case you were wondering if something was wrong or if you just haven't experienced it yet, arguments and disagreements in a DS relationship are completely, perfectly, absolutely normal, okay? Now, I know in some relationships, they're rare, and in my own, they're rare, but they can definitely happen. And I do know that there are some master-slave, mistress-slave kind of relationships where they say that they don't argue, and from what's been explained to me, it's usually because everything is so micromanaged, there's not really room for arguing. If you have to ask permission for everything and you're waiting on permission for everything, I guess you don't really argue if the answer is no. But in what I would call, you know, plain Jane DS relationships, where like mine, where I encourage submissives to have opinions and share opinions, and you know, you've got a little bit more freedom, guess what? You're probably going to have an argument eventually. It's just going to happen. So let's put it on the record and say this for anybody who is new to DS or anybody who's gotten into those random arguments and thought there was something wrong with you. Here's the deal. Yes, you can get into an argument or a disagreement with each other even if you're DS. And no, it doesn't automatically mean that your relationship is doomed or that you're failing at DS, okay? A lot has to go into failure or doomed relationships. The occasional random argument is not it, okay? So here's what you have to kind of think about and remember when it comes to this. Submissives aren't robots, okay? We have thoughts and emotions and opinions. And sometimes they aren't going to line up perfectly with our dominant thoughts, emotions, and opinions. So for the submissives out there listening, guess what? You are not a freak if you get into a fight with your dom. And for the dominants, yes, it's normal, and it doesn't necessarily mean you've lost control of your submissive, or your submissive isn't a, quote, real submissive, okay? It takes so much more than the occasional argument to spell trouble for any relationship, and that is a different conversation for another day, and ooh, topic idea, so we'll talk about that at a later day. Today, I'm just talking about everyday normal old arguments and disagreements, okay? You know, the where do you want to go, what do you want to do, and nobody can agree, those kinds of things. What I do think is unique, or can be unique to a DS relationship, is how those arguments are handled, okay? Now, I would imagine, and I don't really know because I don't do this, but if you are DS in bedroom only, and the moment you walk out of the bedroom and you walk out of the sexual situation, you're back to, you know, no power exchange, some of this is probably not going to ring true, but I could be wrong, so maybe it does. So my perspective from 24/7, 365 DS relationships is that a 24/7 relationship lends itself to certain truths about arguments, okay? It might not be true in every single solitary case. As we all know, there's always a caveat. But for the most part, I think these are some standards, okay, in arguing when you're DS. So first, one, arguments can and will occur even if they don't sound like what you're used to. And let me give you an example. When I was married way back in the day, when I was trying to take care of a man who was not really worthy of all that, and I was trying to be submissive without knowing what that is, but I didn't trust him enough to give him any control, so I was in control of everything while I was trying to take care of him. Can you, like, see how this would be a bad thing? Our fights were epic. I don't know how the cops didn't get called, because we would both stand in each other's face and scream. The only person in my life that I have ever screamed at, not yelled, screamed at in anger is my ex-husband, okay? That is not what my arguments sound like with Daddy. My blood pressure goes up and we both become very firm, and I sometimes in my baby girl way can become a little whiny, I will admit that, but it's an argument if you are both disagreeing and one or both of you are unhappy about the way the conversation's going. Even if you're fairly quiet, even if you're fairly measured in your tone and your words, it might not sound like what you're used to, but disagreements happen and they're normal and it's okay. So number two, the second sort of standard, if we can call it that, truth, whatever, is that when a dominant says stop, or this is over, or I'm not having this discussion anymore, or this is my final decision and that's it, I believe that how your submissive reacts comes down to their trust in you and possibly their level of obedience. Now, from my perspective, obedience level is linked to trust. I cannot be completely obedient to somebody I do not completely trust. In my conversations with other submissives who are looking for serious long-term relationships and not play partners, the same is fairly true. If they trust you completely, if they have learned to trust you completely, instantly being obedient is, not, I won't say easier, because it is not easy to be told no and to just, like, stop talking, but it is something they are willing to do. They might struggle with it, but they are willing to do it. Are there circumstances where that might be a little different? Yes, but when we're talking long-term loving relationships, the more trust you have in one another, the easier it is, even when it's not easy at all, for a submissive to be completely obedient, even when they don't like what they're hearing, really comes down to trust. Now, the third one, the third truth or standard or whatever word we want to use, is that once everyone calms down and blood pressures have calmed back down to normal, and maybe you've had a few hours or a day in between to sort of just chill out, I believe that a submissive's viewpoint should be allowed to be heard. Now listen up, submissives, to the second part. Even if there's no hope that the outcome of the discussion will change, I think if a submissive has a strong enough opinion about something, they need to be heard. But as a submissive, you don't need to go into this thinking that by doing this, you're going to change anybody's mind. What you need to be able to do is to explain yourself. Why? So that in the future, your dominant knows kind of where you're coming from, knows how you react in certain situations, and you can both adjust yourselves so that the next time this conversation comes up, because I promise you, some form of it will, you can react a little bit better. You know where the other person is coming from. But submissives, if you go into that conversation where you're going to let, you know, you're calmer now and the decision's been made, you need to respect that. You don't go in like you're going in to do battle. That's a different type of conversation. That's not what I'm talking about here, okay? So what does this look like in real life, you know, in a real life scenario? Okay, I will tell you, I will share my own experience of the very first fight John Brownstone and I ever had. It was, of all things, about money. You know, the most common thing for people in relationships to fight about. Money. And it doesn't matter. Vanilla, kinky, it doesn't matter. Everybody fights about money at some point. So in our conversation, discussion, argument, fight, whatever you want to call it, we were actually both saying the same thing. The ultimate goal was the same. We are going to save our money for this thing we want to do. We're going to plan for these specific things we want. And we're going to move very slowly. There will be no quick purchases made. There will be no quick, you know, things that we would do. It would be very slow and measured and very deliberate. Everything was very deliberate. We were both saying the same things and we both agreed on that. There was no disagreement, but we were saying things differently. Okay. Daddy was very, this is the plan. I'm going to strictly keep to the plan. We're not going to deviate from the plan and we will get to our goal. And what I was saying in my little baby girl way was, because this is how I function outside of kink and in life in general, I can follow the plan, but I have to know that we have thought about the fact that there should be allowances made. Not that we know when those allowances should happen. Not that we can, you know, we should plan up. For me, I'm thinking, well, if we're going to be really tight with our money, am I ever going to get to go to McDonald's again? Like, I need McDonald's. But you know what I mean? I was like, is there room for us to relax every so often? Whether on a schedule or not, when we feel like we can relax our money plan, is it there? Can we work that in? Can we know that that is available? What I heard from him was, we are never going to spend our money unless we have discussed it for about 100 years first. And what he heard from me was, she's going to go nuts with all the money and go to McDonald's every single day because that's what she did when she was single. Okay. So my blood pressure is going up. My face is getting hot and I'm getting louder and he's getting louder. And basically we weren't communicating very well with one another at all, which in all honesty is at the root of most of the arguments any of us have in any relationship in life. Okay. If you are arguing with somebody, it's because you're not usually communicating effectively. So by the end of that conversation, I was crying and on the verge of yelling and he completely lost patience. So he goes into full dom mode, very light on the daddy part of that, all dom, firm voice, very stern, didn't like it at all, and in a firm, and my baby girl self will tell you, mean voice, he told me to stop talking and that the discussion was over. Ooh, that was not a fun moment. We had worked ourselves up and stressed ourselves out with no real solution. And in that case, there wasn't really a solution because we essentially agreed on the outcome, just not the process of how we're going to deal with finances. And had we both stopped and calmed down and listened to one another, I would have noticed the deep crease in his forehead that told me he was stressing out and could have maybe used my words better and listened to what his fears were. And had he listened to me better, he would have heard me say, yes, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. What about exceptions to the rule? Can we talk about exceptions to the rule? So that's what that argument was about. But really, y'all, it could be about anything. Where to eat, what to buy, whose family are we going to see at Christmas? Whatever a couple or a relationship can argue about, it could have been about any of that, okay? Now, because of the nature of our relationship and because I'm willing to submit to him in all facets of our personal life, when he said stop talking and to give him a moment to himself, if I had done anything different, I wouldn't have been honoring my agreement and obedience as his submissive, okay? That was our negotiation from before we moved in together. 24/7, he was in charge. I did what he said. If I had a strong enough objection, we talked it out. But if he told me to do something, I did it. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, it was not easy, okay? And it still isn't. When it happens, we've been living together almost 2 years as of the time I'm recording this podcast, and it still isn't easy, okay? I am the type of person that once you get me to express my opinion, and it's actually very difficult in conversation to get me to express my opinion, once I do, I will continue hammering away at my point until I wear the other person down, which is part of the reason why I don't express my opinion very often. So in more vanilla encounters, you know, I'm not talking to my daddy, I'm talking to some random person. They're either going to walk away to get away from what I'm saying, or they're just going to agree with me to make me shut up. And it's kind of an obnoxious thing, and I know that about myself, so I don't do it very often. But in DS, it doesn't work that way. And I had to know this and agree to this and say, yes, I can accept this even when I don't like it. The dominant is the decider. If the conversation is over, it's over. Now, my trust in him is what allows me to stay obedient. I have consented to his control, and sometimes that control comes in the form of no and stop and I don't like what you're doing. And quite frankly, that is the ultimate test of DS. It is easy to submit when you're getting what you want ultimately. Even if it hurts or even if it's not the way you thought it would, but ultimately you're getting that orgasm, you're getting the sex, you're getting the whatever. But it is really hard to submit when you're not getting what you want and you're being told no, especially if you have been an independent person and taking care of yourself for any amount of time. It's just so hard. So the reality is, knowing that this kind of control isn't for everyone, and that's okay too. Okay, you are no less submissive or no less dominant if you don't want to do 24/7 and you don't want to have ultimate control or give up ultimate control. You know, when most of us, I say, think of DS, especially 24/7, even 24/7, including 24/7. Most people think of all the kinky sex and the titles and maybe even colors, and it's supposed to be about kneeling and desire and physical release. And guess what? It is all of that, or it can be at some time or another in the relationship. But there are also differing opinions and disagreements and even, up to a certain point, raised voices. That part is just the nature of people interacting with one another. It's not a vanilla thing or a kinky thing. It is people. And we aren't always going to agree. Now, I have enough faith in him to know that the decisions he makes are done with the best intentions, and that he's not going to do anything to purposely harm me. So not getting my way in an argument isn't going to be the end of the world. And in the long run, it's probably going to work out for the best. And that comes from time together. That comes from seeing him in action. That comes from knowing one another and communicating not just when it's bad, but when it's really, really good. Okay? I know that he is humble and honest enough to admit when his way didn't work and to be willing to try something different. And sometimes that something different is what I originally suggested, and he'll do it if his way didn't work, even if he doesn't completely agree with me from our original conversation. Knowing he can and will do this makes it easier to submit when he abruptly ends an argument or makes a decision I don't agree with. Now, we love to laugh in our relationship. I think good, healthy relationships have a solid base of laughter and humor, because life is weird and life is funny, and even when things are bad, we gotta find something to laugh about. So we joke. He has found when we're in an argument, he may still get his way. Okay. It's very rare that when we have a discussion, we don't end up agreeing with one another. And there are times when I say, this is what I think we should do. And he goes, nope, that's not what we're doing. We're doing it my way. Or he'll just say, I don't think that's right. And it's not a decision that needs to be made. It's just an opinion we're discussing. It's just, here's the situation. What do you think of that? Okay. He doesn't always agree with me, and that's okay. What I love, and we joke about, is when he finds out that I was right. Now, I'm not so arrogant as to say, I'm always right, but I like to be right. Who doesn't like to be right? So sometimes he doesn't have to, but he does. He'll call me, or he'll text me, or he'll email me, or he'll do something during the day while he's at work and I'm at home, and he'll say something like, I have to say your favorite words. And I'm like, what? Say them. You were right, baby girl. On the flip side of that, he might always get the last say, but that doesn't mean I always agree, right? So there are times when he had the last say and I didn't agree with him, whatever it was about, and he was proven right. So guess what? I come back to him and I go, you were right. I am not as generous with my you were right as he is with his you were right, because that's the baby girl in me. But ultimately, joking aside, silliness aside, sometimes when you disagree with one another, as a submissive, even when you submit, you're not happy about it, and you've got some mixed emotions, and you've got some stuff you got to deal with, especially when you're dealing with the, what is often very rare, case of being told no, being told don't say that, being told stop, cease, desist, and what you remember is a previous life where you were very independent, you made all your own decisions, and nobody told you what to do. And it's a very good feeling when it doesn't conflict with something you believe or something you think, right? So later, I'm going to need to talk about it, okay? When we're both calm and have a bit of perspective on the situation, I'm going to have to let him know if my feelings were hurt. And I don't go into this expecting apologies. Yeah, I'd like an apology. I'm a baby girl. I want him to say, I'm so sorry I hurt your feelings, baby girl. But I'm also, like, a realist, and I know that's probably, that might not happen, okay? What I need to do, and this is me personally, and I can't imagine that I'm unique in this. I think other people are like this too. I have to release those emotions. I have to put them out there and say, this is how this made me feel. Why? Because I'm the type of person who will internalize my feelings and emotions, and they will fester. And so, something will have been said in an argument on one day, and I will go, that made me feel really bad, I didn't like that. And I will internalize that. And then a month later, we'll be talking on a completely separate topic that has nothing to do with that original hurt feeling, and all of those hurt feelings will just come bubbling to the surface, and they won't be appropriate for the situation, they won't make sense in context, it'll be crazy. But that's what happens. So I know that. So I don't let bad feelings fester. It might be hard to have the conversation of, you hurt my feelings and here's why I think you hurt my feelings. I go into it for that purpose. I do it for that reason. Sometimes he does apologize for making me feel bad, not for his ultimate decision, okay? He doesn't make a decision that he doesn't feel is the right one, okay? If he has that much doubt that he would apologize to me for it later, we've already discussed it and maybe changed something, okay? Now, sometimes, no matter how hurt my feelings are, because they, I'm a baby girl, y'all, I get hurt feelings in a heartbeat sometimes, the most recent argument we had, sometimes he's not apologizing for making me feel bad. He does not feel bad that he made me feel bad. Why? Because he's pointing out where I was wrong. And by the time he's done showing me what I did to perpetuate the problem, I'm apologizing to him. And there's nothing wrong with it. You have to put your ego aside for some of that, okay? Because you know what? Guess what? Sometimes your feelings are hurt, but you're still the one who's in the wrong. And I would not want him to apologize if he didn't mean it, and I wouldn't want him to apologize if he didn't think that he had done anything wrong. That's false. That's a lie. That's not going to work. Ultimately, though, when it comes to our DS relationships and how we handle everything in them, we are all different. And when it comes to disagreements and arguments, we really are all going to handle it differently. So some submissives aren't going to acquiesce easily. I don't care how much they trust you, it's a fight or flight nature, and they're going to fight you, okay? But others will. And some are going to be afraid to speak up when they disagree, and others won't. And some don't share their opinions easily one way or the other. They'll just say, okay, and you'll never know what they really think. And others, who are a lot like me, are going to let you know what they think about any and every situation. For me, my thinking is I'm going to help you make a fully informed decision. So part of that is my opinion. I don't know if that's right or not. It's just me. So I'm not going to try and tell you how to handle your arguments. Okay. That is so personal to every single individual person, and then personal to every DS relationship, that, you know, I'm not going to say this, do that, not happening, okay? Sometimes the big stuff that you argue about is too big to allow your dynamic to lead, and you've got to step out of it and come at each other on equal footing. And sometimes it's your dynamic that gets you through the worst of it. When you're at each other's throat so bad that you can't even see straight, sometimes what you need is for the dominant to stand up and go, whoa, I'm ending this right now. Even if a decision's not made, we're done talking. And I, you know, gotta use the dom tone sometimes, gotta, you know, put on the face, whatever it is that's like your cue that you're in dom mode. But sometimes it's what gets you through the worst fights too. So we all have to find our own path and our own method in this, okay? What I will say that I think is true across the board is that it's normal. And for especially to submissives out there, if you have the kind of relationship where your dominant gets the final say and you have allowed that and you've consented to that, be prepared to have that tested. And it's not going to be easy. And sometimes the dominant has to come back, hello dominance, listen up, and admit they were wrong, okay? In my mind, that builds trust. If, as a submissive, I acquiesce and I say, okay, you have told me this is what we're going to do and I'm submitting to your control and that's what we're going to do, I have built trust with my dominant that I will keep my end of this DS bargain. On the other end of that, if my dominant realizes that he made the wrong decision or there was a better way or whatever and comes to me and says, oops, I was wrong, let's rethink this, what were your ideas, that builds trust too, because that tells me he doesn't think he's perfect, okay? And it lets me know that you are willing to listen to me in this situation or another, okay? Now, no matter how well you prepare yourself, whether it's through negotiation and communication, or it's just in your mind, you imagine what an argument might be like, you are not going to be prepared for that first one, okay? Nothing in any relationship, I don't think anything prepares you for the first time you argue, especially when it's been really, really good and really, and it's in DS, most of y'all know, the first time you find DS, whether it's with your spouse or with a new partner, it's like coming home. It's like, oh, I am complete. I'm fulfilled. I will never be this fulfilled ever again. I'm the happiest I've ever been. And that's a really big high. And so then, of course, you have the first argument is a really low, because you have to so far to fall from being so happy to, ooh, now I'm kind of ticked off. And then you're worried and you're wondering, is this normal and all that. So that first fight is a doozy, even when it's not really a doozy. For me, I remember crying. And I remember him slamming the door, and that's not something he does very often. That's what I remember about our first argument. But I also remember, and this is what I kept with me, is that we talked it out. And I learned how to accept his decisions because I'd consented to that level of power exchange. And then, of course, just to put that out there, making up is the best part in really almost any relationship. But think about it, kinky makeup sex. Oh my gosh. And if you're into spankings, or if you're into any kind of pain, or into any, oh my God, think about it, y'all. Go have the argument just so you can make up, is what I'm saying. So the other thing I want to leave you with, something to think about, something to chew on, okay? Because arguments can be, it's hard and it hurts and it causes a lot of negative emotions that you didn't want to necessarily have to feel. So I do want to put this out there. If you start out with your dynamic that the dominant has full control over everything, including making those decisions when you're arguing or whatever, and you find that it's too difficult, or one or both of you are uncomfortable in that role to the point that this is no longer enjoyable and fulfilling, you have to talk it out, okay? Renegotiate if that works best, change your dynamic into something that works for both of you. At the very least, talk it out, because it could be that your yucky feelings are because of what you think is true rather than what is actually true. But don't let one disagreement or argument scare you off either, okay? Every part of DS, good and bad, require time and communication and trust to find the right fit and what works for everyone involved. If you have that first argument, I promise you, you can survive it. Just do what you say you will do within your dynamic. If that means submissives, that you have given your dominant control and they are taking control and you don't like it, for right now, just submit. You know what? Sometimes, I don't remember what the actual expression is, but I'm going to twist it if this is not it, because I can't remember and I don't feel like Googling. Silence is the better part of valor. And I know that's not really the expression, but sometimes it's much better just to shut your mouth and to say, yes, daddy, and deal with it later than it is to keep going with the fight. Okay. So you can and will survive your first arguments. If you have found yourself arguing and thought you know, there was something wrong with you, I'm here to tell you there's not. It takes more than the random arguments that every relationship goes through to spell doom for your relationship. And yes, we will talk about that in another episode. So I leave you with all that. Another heavy topic, 2 weeks in a row. Anyway, That's it for me. Keep it kinky, y'all, and we'll see you next week.